Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, May 15th. As we reported on Monday's newscast, Governor Jared Polis declared an emergency in Hinsdale County due to potential flood issues that could impact Lake City. In February and March, Hinsdale County experienced numerous avalanches that created debris fields in drainages. The debris included soil, rock, and trees that are up to 400 years old. Then in April, local officials discovered several debris fields within Henson Creek, which contains two 100-plus-year-old historic dams. While both dams are no longer in service, and both have been partially breached to allow water to flow, concerns were immediately raised regarding the potential for the large volume of debris to plug the breaches. The structural stability of both dams is in question. However, it is expected that both could retain a substantial amount of water before failing. A dam collapse would send floodwater toward Lake City, which would reach the community within 10 to 15 minutes. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano interviewed Hinsdale County Public Information Officer Sandy Hines to get more details on this story. She started out by asking Hines to describe Hinsdale County's biggest concerns right now.
There are a few different concerns, one of which is the amount of debris that's come down off the hillsides from the avalanches. A lot of that debris has caused pileups along backcountry roadways, and also the potential for log jams in the waterways and our backcountry areas. We also have two historic dams that are up one of the backcountry roads, and there is concern that they, the stability of those dams and that they're not in any way unsafe.
A Level 2 State Emergency Operations Center is on scene to support planning and mitigation efforts in Hinsdale County. This includes staff from the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, as well as officials from other state and local entities. Hines said that some emergency procedures are already in place for residents.
Well, right now we've been putting a message out of preparedness to our residents, meaning what they can do just in general for any kind of emergency, keeping a kit in their home, which they could use at any time for any kind of emergency. If the power is out for a few days, or if they need to stay in their home for a couple days, we've been putting out information about that. We've been encouraging our residents more than anything else to register with the Code Red notification system. This is one of the systems that Hinsdale County can use to alert its residents to changes in weather conditions or conditions that might point to possible flooding. We've really been getting that message out there to our residents to sign up for the Code Red notification system, and just been giving them a lot of preparedness information and where they can go to get information, the county's Facebook pages and web pages.
Governor Polis declared an emergency for Hinsdale County, even though flooding hasn't happened yet. What does this do for the county?
And Hinsdale County also declared its own emergency, and then 2 days later, Governor Polis declared an emergency for the county. This basically allows Hinsdale County to access aid from the state, financial aid, as well as basically boots on the ground help. Now we have a group of state emergency managers and different kind of state agencies in town now to help us sort of like mitigate and work on this situation, because it's really bigger than our small county can handle.
All eyes are on the two dams up Henson Creek. Officials don't want to speculate what might happen if one or both collapse. Instead, they are focused on assessing the situation and seeing what mitigation efforts should be put in place now.
Well, right now we're in the assessment stage. We're not making any predictions about what might happen if dams collapse. We have a lot of state engineers here in town right now that are monitoring those dams and are assessing those dams to see if there could be a problem. Any kind of, you know, water or a blockage at any place up Henson Creek on County Road 20 could produce a pooling that might let a larger amount of water through. But at this point, we're not speculating or predicting, you know, the worst case scenario. We're assessing those dams at this point and making sure that they will be stable and that they will hold and that the steps that we can take to mitigate any danger to those dams.
How are the dams being monitored?
Well, right now we have several state agencies in town who are visually watching the dams. They're in the process of putting warning systems in place up Henson Creek that would notify them as to changes in the water, whether it's going up or pooling is happening. Right now, they're literally putting eyes on both of those dams and analyzing them structurally to make sure that they're sound.
The Code Red alert system will be used to send warnings out to people's cell phones. Hinsdale County is also looking into a variety of ways to inform the public if flooding occurs, including a siren.
We're looking at a number of ways of alerting people. And if, per se, phone service went out, we need to look at even a different kind of way to alert people. And a siren system might be one of those ways. It hasn't been purchased yet, but I believe the sheriff's office is looking into it.
And that was Hinsdale County Public Information Officer Sandy Hines in an interview with Laura Palmisano for KVNF News. And finally today, this last note from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. A recent report suggests that rural Western Slope residents pay the highest health care premiums in the state. The Colorado Health Institute compiled the study, which shows that lack of competition among hospitals and insurers in rural and western Colorado counties results in the highest healthcare premiums in the state. The study analyzed information by creating a competition matrix to sift through hospital competition and insurance carrier competition on the individual market. On average, residents in the 13 counties with the highest premiums, all of them on the Western Slope, paid $705 per month. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, May 15th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.